give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. And of course, that's RU Fridays around here. It's the RU Recovery Program. It's a faith-based, Bible-based, Christ-centered addictions program. We meet every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. And if you know someone who's struggling with stubborn habits or addictions, come on out and join us and learn what it is to find freedom. Freedom in Christ, not just to be clean, not just to be sober, but to be free from any stubborn habit or addiction that keeps you from being what God would want you to be. Then we look forward to a wonderful Lord's Day. On Sunday, we will celebrate 17 years as pastor here at Bible Baptist Church. Just can't hardly believe that, but God's been so good to us and has had his hand of blessing upon Bible Baptist Church, and we're grateful. And we'll celebrate God's goodness and his faithfulness to us through 17 years of ministry here at the church. And so come on out and join us. Help us to celebrate. That'll be at 10:30 Sunday morning and 5:30 Sunday evening as well. All right. Now, if your Bible's close by, Jeremiah chapter 18, where the Bible says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, has seemed good to the potter to make it. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel." The potter and the clay. Now Jeremiah was unique in that he was called from his mother's womb. Don't tell me that's just a fetus inside that mother. No, that's a baby, my friend. And God called Jeremiah before he was formed in the mother's womb. Now, he said, you were there, a prophet to Israel, God's messenger. And he would use Jeremiah to speak to the people of Israel, and he used a lot of signs. He was to relay the message to God's people. Oh, they were self-centered. They were prideful. They were in idolatry. They had much wealth. They were just away from God and a mess. And so, Jeremiah, here's the illustration that I'm going to give you. You go down to the potter's house, and what I do here, what the potter does with the clay, is what I'd like to do with you, Israel. But it's not just for Israel. My friend, it's for you and for me. What God does here for Israel, he'd like to do for you and me. The future, listen, future instructions are always based on present obedience. You want God's guidance for the future? What are you doing right now? Are you doing what you ought to be doing right now? Let's learn some lessons from the potter's house, as we call it, the potter and the clay. First of all, let's notice the potter is God. He wrought a work on the wheels, verse number 3. That work on the wheel is you and me, my friend. It's us. God has a plan for your life. The Bible says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. And just as sure as the potter has in mind a plan for the clay as he begins to shape it and mold it, God has you and me on the wheel with a definite plan in mind. It's there's the plan of the potter, but I also see the patience of the potter because the vessel was marred. I understand the clay may have a hard spot in it, resistant to what the potter desires to do. And so the potter has to deal with that hard spot, has to deal with that rough spot. And that may be, it may have been you. But listen, if he takes that spot out and he can't make the original vessel, there's hope. Don't despair. Don't quit, because he remakes it another vessel as it pleases him. I'm talking to someone who's gone into sin. I'm talking to someone who's blown it. I'm talking to somebody who you made a mistake, and now you think God's done with you. Oh, no, my friend. God will keep you on the wheel. He'll just make you another vessel, and God will remake you, and God can use you again. He's long-suffering. His loving kindness, his mercy endureth forever. And as the potter, he's patient with us. The potter has a plan for your life, and the potter is patient with each one of us. Now, obviously, he's the potter. That means we are the clay. Several things to notice about clay. Number one, clay is pretty worthless. I mean, clay was cheap. You can dig it up almost in any city. And especially unshaped clay is worthless, not of any value at all. What? When does the clay become valuable? When it comes in touch with the potter's hand. Oh, my friend, you and I were worthless pieces of clay, mined in the earth of sin. And God reached down through His Son, Jesus Christ, and He lifted me up out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on a solid rock, the rock of Jesus, and He saved me. Now He begins to mold me and make me on the potter's wheel, a vessel fit for the Master's use. I'm of value, not because of clay, but because of the potter. I'm of value because I'm in the hand of the potter. Just clay is normally worthless. Clay is useless. It's just a lump of clay. It's useful for one thing, to be shaped by the potter, to be shaped and molded by the Master. Oh, my friend, we're useless without God. That's why Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. So clay was worthless. Clay was useless. Clay was helpless. The clay isn't going to form or shape itself in anything. And God's not looking to you or me to make ourselves into something. Make something out of yourself, they say. That's impossible. But you can pray, God, you make something out of me. You make something out of me. This is probably the passage that inspired that song, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will, while I'm waiting, yielded and still. Understand, it's not me who shapes God. It's God that shapes me. Oh, so many want to shape God. Well, my God wouldn't do this, or my God wouldn't do that. Yeah, but you've shaped a God of your own in your mind. And it's not our business to shape God. It's God's business to shape us. And God does that. Just as clay by itself, we're worthless, we're useless, and we're helpless. Makes all the difference whether in the hand of the potter. Let me give you another thought. The potter's hands are on the clay. And that represents the pressures of life. What does God use to make us what we ought to be? Pressure. There's no way to mold the clay without applying pressure to it. Pressure comes in different forms. You know, pressure may come in conviction. You hear a message and you listen to the Word of God, or you're reading the Scripture and boy, God convicts us. We'll feel pressure from the message. You know why? That gets us to do something. It gets us to act. And so we know that we're going to, the potter's hands are on us sometimes, bringing conviction to our heart. Also, He can use circumstances. God doesn't necessarily send all your circumstances, but He uses all of them. I don't think He didn't send Joseph to Egypt, but He used it. He didn't send those trials on Job, but He used them. He didn't send Peter to deny Him, but He used it. He didn't send Jonah the opposite way, but He used it. And He didn't send that divorce in your life, but He can use it. He didn't send that sickness in your life, but He can use it. He didn't send that tragedy you're going through, but He can use it. He didn't send that division that you're going through, but He can use it. You see, hardships and difficulties are a way of life. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble, the Bible says. On the unsaved or the unrepentant, those hardships and difficulties, they're wasted. But to the believer who is surrendered to God, then He uses those to make us more like Jesus. What is He shaping us on the wheel? To be conformed to the image of His Son. Your sickness comes that you might be more like Jesus. The pain you're going through is so you might be more like Jesus. Maybe the strife or the difficulties you're enduring is that you might be more like Jesus. He uses His hands. He's a hands-on God. Do you trust His hands? That's why Paul said, I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Oh, not many of us pray that, do we? Now, the clay has some responsibility here. Number one, the clay has to be yielded. It has to yield to the potter's hand and do what the potter desires. It has to be available. You have to be available for the potter to put his hands and put you on the wheel. And then you have to be clean from impurities. Just be clean. And on the wheel, then we get to glory and we'll discover that He has made us just like Jesus. Don't resist what God's doing in your life. The potter will cut out the resistance, my friend. And you'll make you another vessel. It's second best, but it's still, he didn't say the potter doesn't reminisce or the potter doesn't see what the vessel could have been. It says he looks and is pleased with what he has made you. So will you let God take you where you are and put you where he wants you to be? Say, how can I do that, preacher? Be yielded, be available, and be clean. God, why did you save me? So he could make us to be like Jesus. Lord, why did my parents die? He wants to use it to make you like Jesus. Lord, why did my brother get on drugs and end up passing away at just 54 years of age? God says, I want you to be like Jesus. I'll use it for you to make you like him. Why did God bring us to Grove City in 2005? Why did he bring us to Bible Baptist Church so we could be like Jesus? Why did he take my dad to heaven in 2007 so he could use it to help me be like Jesus? Why did he take my father-in-law in 2013 and my mother-in-law in 2014 and now my mom in August of 2021? Why? To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. God is involved in your life, my friend. God is involved in my life. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'd go with the songwriter who said, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yielded and still. Are you letting God put you on the potter's wheel? Oh, Jeremy told Jeremiah, this is what I'd like to do for Israel. Couldn't I do with Israel what the potter's doing with the clay? And then God would say to you and me, could I do with you like I do with the potter and the clay? Will you let me fashion you and mold you and shape you into a vessel that I can use for my glory? I don't know about you, but I want to say yes to the Lord. I want him to be the potter, and I want to be the yielded piece of clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I'm waiting, yielded and still. Would you pray that God would have his will done in your life? And he can make you into the vessel that he wants you to be? I hope you'll do that. Well, I hope we have a great Friday. I look forward to seeing some of you at the RU program tonight. Others will look forward to seeing you on Sunday for our 17-year anniversary celebration that we'll enjoy here at the church. And hope you can come out. Some of our radio listeners would come out and celebrate with us. That would be a great blessing. And then, of course, we'll head into what is just about, the last full week of October. October 30th will be a Sunday, and then the 31st Monday, and then Tuesday will be November 1. And we'll be into the last 2 months of this year. Hard to believe, isn't it? But God's been so good. There's so many, many blessings that have come in 2022. And by the way, we're praying for the upcoming elections, the midterms. Very important election in our country. And I pray that as an American citizen that you would fulfill your duty and you go out and vote. Vote not according to party. Vote according to the Word of God. Vote according to your convictions from God's Word. And we'll be okay. All right. Well, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. I look forward to being back with you again on our broadcast come Monday. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.